Between client meetings, managing your business, and everyday tasks, who has time to worry about website hosting? With Kinsta's Managed WordPress hosting, you don't have to. They handle the technical stuff, delivering lightning-fast load times, enterprise-grade security, and 24/7, 365 human-only support. Simply switching to Kinsta can make your site up to 200% faster. Kinsta's custom dashboard makes managing sites easy, with powerful features designed to save you time and effort. Plus, their free expert-led migrations ensure a smooth transition. Ready to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses? Get your first month free at kinsta.com. That's KINSTA.com. Kinsta, simply better hosting.
Don't you deserve a Medicare plan you can count on? Well, you can count on a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. Enjoy reliable coverage and low out-of-pocket costs with a Medicare Advantage plan from UnitedHealthcare. And if you have a chronic condition like diabetes, chronic heart failure, or a cardiovascular disorder, you may qualify for a UnitedHealthcare Complete Care plan with plans that fit your life today and as your needs change tomorrow. Find out more about UnitedHealthcare plans at uhc.com/Medicare.
Welcome to Alien Theorists Theorizing Case File 359. I'm Braden.
I'm Zell.
And I'm Andrew.
Dan's gone, so you know what that means. We can finally sit back and actually defend the Jews a little bit on the show.
It's fine. It's about...
Every time we try, you know, just shut
Dan
down.
Dan shuts us down right away. He's like, hey.
But hey, listen, you guys, I know what you're thinking. He's in Thailand. I understand the fact that Dan is both Hispanic and was part of the Navy. But he was not part of the Mexican Navy that crashed into the Brooklyn Bridge. Yeah. Okay. Did you guys see that story?
Oh, my God.
That is one of the most... It's sad. Rest in peace. Like, whatever. Because a couple died. That's like the craziest thing I've ever seen.
Ultra. Dude, they were standing...
On the mast.
On the mast. Arms linked. And you know those guys on the top ones who were coming, they're like, whoa.
We're getting close. Like, we're getting fucking close.
We sure about this, boys?
Holy fuck.
That's hey, craziness. Good on them, though. They did not let go. That's the worst
well,
fucking
apparently, it's apparently
Red
it's
Rover
tradition
of all
for
time.
Them. So they're like strapped on the mast.
To sail under the bridge, strapped on.
Yeah,
well,
crazy.
Except they didn't sail under. They clotheslined the bridge.
Yeah, they went into.
They misjudged the tide or something.
But like, the worst part of it, too, it's like how far away do you think they knew? They were fucked.
Yeah.
Like, right? Like you're sitting there staring
dude,
at it.
Probably
like
20 seconds out. They're like, oh, yeah. Oh, fuck.
Ay, caramba.
Yeah, dude. Fucking buddy was taking a siesta at the helm there.
Hey, Braden, I noticed you didn't name this case file, which is perfect.
Well, we haven't been naming. Segment. We haven't been naming case files in a little bit, unless we find like a dedicated UFO case file.
I'm telling you,
yeah.
This one needs to be named because we got a goddamn service. This is our chance to prevent something terrible.
This is true.
This is. Buddy, like, we need to go full Alex Jones on this and prevent this from happening. This is our goddamn opportunity to prevent the fucking ostracost. Right? Like, we gotta fucking save these
they're
fucking
gonna gas those birds!
They're gonna kill the birds, goddammit!
They're gonna gas the birds!
Holy fuck.
Yeah, dude, there's not too many times where there's a cause that we can get behind, but a government conspiracy to murder giant ostriches
in our backyard
that cured COVID. I mean, are you fucking kidding me? Yeah, cured we're COVID. On board.
Not only does it get your skin beautifully, get the wrinkles out, it also cures COVID.
Yeah. Well, the birds were part of a team. What people don't know about COVID is there was an interplanetary team of all birds and mammals.
They banded
and,
together.
And these 400 ostriches really, well, 399 ostriches. Really.
We gotta start like this. What if I was to tell you there was a species on Earth, walked on two legs, mm-hmm. has two toes,
yep.
can stand up to 9 feet tall. Has the antibodies of Superman, can take and reverse any disease thrown at it,
Aliens.
What would you say?
It's what is aliens. That?
Right? No, it's wrong. It's a fucking ostrich. We've been wrong this whole time.
You know what's crazy about this whole situation that blew my mind the most? You know ostrich is considered red meat?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
It's red meat.
Red meat bird.
I dipped into the people, Zell's relatives. I dipped into them a bit to their farm. Spoiler, Zell's related to one of these people. And because I wanted to... I wanted to understand where...
I absolve myself of any wrongdoing.
And like, so I guess they got into like ostrich farming to sell like the quality red meat to like diabetics because it's better for their blood sugar levels. And then they got into like the creams.
Wait a minute. Oils. You're saying they got those birds to kill the birds? Now, wait a minute.
In ethical ways, but then they changed. Listen, that's what they were thinking. But then they started working with this Dr. Sakamoto in Japan, who started teaching the healing ways of the ostrich. I'm serious. This is word for word.
Is this real? Yes. Is this a bit?
No, I swear to God. This is, and they, so they started extracting the oils from them and started like doing experiments on their yolks. They would inject, you know, the ostriches with antibodies, and then they would test the eggs, right? And that's where all the fucking COVID stuff started. They basically found out that these ostriches are super birds.
Okay. For anyone who's like, what the fuck are you guys talking about?
What's going on? Anyways, is it called? The ostrich
there
cost?
It's the ostrich cost.
No, we're talking about Universal Ostrich, which is a ostrich farm for meat and beauty products,
yeah,
creams, and a whole host of other experimental research stuff in a little tiny, tiny town of Edgewood, BC in the Kootenays.
Soon to be renamed fucking Auschwitz.
Oh, yeah, that one teed up.
Fox, do good, man.
Just wait, sitting on that.
Just sitting. He's been sitting on it all day.
Oh, that's good.
So we have this tiny town.
Yo, can we make shirts to say save the ostrich and they're in a star?
Oh, that's horrible.
Oh, that's good.
So we have this tiny town.
There is a lot of parallels.
Yes, I'm serious. That's where...
No, for real. It's a tiny town with an ostrich farm. It started, I'm not sure exactly when, but when I was a kid, it started. So I was maybe like 8. So we're talking like fucking 30 years almost.
Yeah.
And Zell's one of my uncles famously got missed out on the bottom floor. He could have got in on the ground level.
He could have got in for a penny on the dollar on the entry fee to this project, but he missed out to his not chagrin.
I bet you his skin would be a lot smoother if he got in.
It's true. So he started this farm and it started with us a few ostriches, and throughout the years it's grown to hundreds and hundreds of ostriches.
Like 400 of them.
There was like almost, yeah, like 450 before this last year. There was the H5N1 bird flu outbreak, which was just destroying birds, chickens, quail, geese all over the North America.
Well, it's crazy. Didn't a teenager die from it too, or got super sick?
I've heard like a couple people, it did jump to people.
Yeah. I think in BC anyways, there was a teenager that got really, really sick.
Yeah. And they say if that actually jumped as a pandemic to humans, like COVID would look like nothing. Like it would, that's like a really terribly high percentage
look like
death.
A really bad flu.
Like we're talking like, no, we're talking,
you
they
get,
say like,
really sick.
You'd be really sick.
If you got it, there's like 10% of people might die. Kind of like this H1N1 Spanish flu the first time around.
Listen, there's that many people die unless you get this fucking experimental vaccine.
And the ostrich shot.
Yeah.
So that's the reason, that's why they've been in the news lately. But back in COVID, they just, you know what, let's talk about some stuff about ostriches first. I had to, let's just bring it up.
Raptors.
I had to go back because I didn't know much about ostriches.
They're fast. The ostriches are fast as fuck, man.
Okay. So one of the main things about ostriches that, why we're talking about them, why we've got a little conspiracy on our hands, you know, a little government intrusion into private research. Ostriches have an antibody called IgY, that's so heat, it's like the most heat resistant antibody can survive up to like 70 degrees in all, like, pretty much any warm-blooded creature like that.
Well, it's like it's like a cross-reactive neutralization antibody, right? Like, that's why it's so fucking rare.
And it's also rare because it responds to, like, almost any disease, like any virus. So SARS, the flu, some bacteria, a lot of snake venom. They found out that if you fucking, some type of venomous snake bites an ostrich, that will kill most creatures in like 2 minutes. The ostrich just shakes it off and then stomps it to death.
Dude, they're super birds.
Super birds, dude. Super they stand like 7 to 9 feet tall, like 200 to 300 pounds, like the biggest ones.
They're not even really fucking birds, though.
Dude, they're dinosaurs.
That's what I mean. They look like raptors. Like, they're fucking scary.
They only have two toes, which is, for some reason, looks really weird.
Looks like a dinosaur.
Look fucking so weird. Their eggs, they have a... So I remember as a kid, we would have scrambled ostrich egg.
Flintstones.
Just crack it open, and it's like 24 eggs, one egg. Like, that's how much fucking...
Shouldn't you be a fucking superhuman then if you're eating those all those antibodies in the fucking your egg yolks?
I haven't died from anything yet, so maybe I am.
Maybe.
Dude, this guy's got so much fucking ostrich in him, it's fucking attacking the collagen and the skin.
I got so much, yeah, it's inducing an autoimmune
response.
That's
why you're the color of yolk.
I wish I was that yellow. And so back during COVID, they're actually researching using the antibodies of the ostriches. They were trying to make like a mask that would neutralize COVID on the way in if you wore it. Fuck. They're trying to like inject ostrich antibodies into the mask. So when you breathe COVID through it, it would like kill it on the way in. I guess.
Just they're wearing a fucking ostrich skin on their- Like fucking buddy. Dwight.
Going all Hannibal Lecter.
Yeah.
They like...
Everyone's walking around wearing ostrich beaks.
Oh, man. They got like... Sounds like... So they ended up working... So they were working with that Dr. Sakamoto. He's the one that got him into the naturopathic elements and the healing factors of the ostrich. And then they partnered up with that... With, his name's Frederick Leduc, who's another Canadian who... famously worked with like chickens and chicken antibodies, which is something that's pretty predominant in medical research, apparently. And he's the guy that found, like, did the tests with COVID to find out that it did, like, it would create antibodies for the COVID vaccine.
Like super antibodies.
Super antibodies. And then after him being like, yes, this works. This is awesome. I can't wait to start working with you guys. They reached out to him because they hadn't heard from him for a while. And he was basically like, I sold all my company, all my research, everything, and I could no longer talk to you guys anymore. Like, see you later, bye.
Signed an NDA, sailed off into the sunset.
It's interesting.
Never to be heard of. I wonder why. What else were they doing
big
during
pharma.
The...
Oh, 100%, dude. You hear that with like
the COVID vaccine.
You hear that with like big oil and like cars. Like, people will have an innovation that makes cars more fuel efficient. They'll get bought up.
Or they'll get fucking murdered, NDA. Like the guy that created the water-powered car.
Yeah.
You got poison, remember?
Yeah, but like that's not uncommon. So it's like
I've been poisoned.
If this guy's got you know, like some good research and stuff, and he's big farmer's like, hey, here's a fucking blank check. Here's sign this NDA and forget about it. And he's like, done.
Hey, do you want to get fucking poisoned like the water car guy?
Yeah, he's like, you want to
forget
hey,
about it.
Hey, you ever hear the name of Barry Honey Sherman? No
yeah, shit.
Mm. All right. Well, sign this. See you later. There's a famous hit in Canada. We've talked about it on this case of two pharmaceutical powerhouses, the Shermans. They had a no name executed, still unsolved. They were fucking executed
in their own home,
assassinated in their
home, producing generic drugs at 1/10 the cost.
Yes. So it's like that industry, 100%, man, shady. It's corrupt. It's 100%.
When you know what, this is going to get banned on YouTube. We don't give a fuck anymore.
No, it's over.
During the rollout of the COVID vaccine, the narrative was so strong that vaccine was the only fucking way. That's
stop
it.
The spread.
Yeah.
Stop the spread.
Stop the spread.
Stop the spread.
Save
if you don't,
your life.
You're a bad person.
If you get the vaccine, you can't get the disease. Then, oh, wait, you can get the disease, but you can spread it, but then you'll be fine. Oh, wait, you still go to the hospital, but you won't die. Yeah.
And any other ulterior, like, any kind of ulterior treatment was shunned, like ivermectin. Like people were like, "We forced a wormer," and it was super frowned upon to slit an ostrich's throat and drink its blood, right? Yeah, and so everyone was totally against
which
any
my
kind
whole
of
family
treatment.
Actually did. We started drinking the blood. We knew right away that was the way forward. You know, ostrich gets old.
You took the blood ethically, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, they did a ceremony first.
All right.
Okay. They all came in cloaks.
No, it's just like you've heard of adrenal chrome, right?
Yeah.
So
why do Zell's family reunions look like Eyes Wide Shut?
So we've talked about here and there, like the reptilians need that adrenal chrome, right?
Need it.
Which is produced only during like high stress situations.
Yeah.
So that's what you got to do, unfortunately, to the ostrich to get that, right? Dan, you got to terrify it almost to death and then slit its throat and drink the blood.
As soon as it drives its head into the dirt, then you...
Well, you just slice it off like a stem and just take a drink from the
fucking
neck. And
it just starts shooting out like a fire hose.
Like a wacky hose, and everyone comes over.
Wacky inflatable arm guy.
Yeah.
And that's how you survive COVID, right?
Yeah. All right. I mean, survive COVID.
It's true.
Well survived.
So the recent stuff with the farm is that since this bird flu, all these birds have been basically the government's come in and been like, we got to call them all.
Whoa, we got
40 birds died.
We're jumping ahead. Yeah. So supposedly died from the bird flu.
Yep.
Right.
Allegedly.
So it was half their flock, or is it flock?
I think so.
A flock of seagulls?
It's a flock. It's a bird.
Ostriches?
It's a flock. Flock of
ostriches. Anyways, half their flock got sick, right? And then 50 ended up dying from half the flock. When you're dealing with how many they had, like they had 500?
Like 450, yeah.
Yeah. So then they called in the... Who did they call? Was it the... Is that the... The CFIA, the Canadian
Food Inspection
Agency.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They came in and supposedly by the time that they came in to do the testing, there were two dead ostriches on the property that had been dead for like fucking 18 hours, supposedly just sitting there rotting. And they did PCR tests on them that came back positive for bird flu.
I upcycled that bitch 40 times.
What?
Like the PCR test when COVID, it would show false positives all the time because they would upcycle it like 40 extra times. Yeah. Yep, everyone's got COVID. Be like,
everybody.
Everyone.
I'm pretty sure there was a time where every single person that took a PCR test had a positive result.
That's what I mean. They had them ramped up so hard that they would like generate the fucking virus out of the machine itself. Right?
Yeah,
yep, you got it.
You got it. Stay home from work.
Now you get extra money from the government for having that COVID test positive.
But then you got to pay it back. Oh, that's crazy.
Based on the test from these two dead birds, they were like, we've seen enough. Kill them all.
Well, they were not just the ostriches. They're killing entire flocks of chickens and turkeys and anything that tested positive, they would kill. They would cull the whole thing to try and stop the spread. That was the mandate.
The big concern with that, it's migration animals that migrate, right? Like ducks and birds and shit like that, right? Whereas ostriches are sedentary, basically, right?
They can run really fast.
Yeah,
and that's about it.
Yeah, right. They're not going anywhere. They're not traveling. They're not fucking flying south. Could you imagine if ostriches could fly?
That's a dragon, dude.
That dude, for real, that's a dragon.
Fucking dragon.
100% that's a dragon. Jesus.
Pterodactyl.
Oh my God. Is that what dragons were? Did ostriches devolve?
They have little fucking flappy wings.
That's what I mean.
Like at one point, do you think they could have?
Dude, that's...
Did they fly?
On.
Like,
fuck the fucking farm. We're going to get into dragons.
Hold on. Okay, hold on.
Let's get to dragons.
Yes.
Here's my questions, though. Here's my questions.
Ostriches
about
and dragons.
That.
Tell me that they're not the same thing.
Yeah, prove but it. My question in the evolutionary chain is,
evolution?
are we seeing, no, what
Elevation?
I'm saying is, are ostriches right now, could they fly and we're just seeing their wings get smaller and smaller? Or are they evolving and, you know, in another couple hundred years, their wings are getting bigger and bigger?
No,
right?
No.
Like, well, where are we on the chain of things?
It's like when they think with us, we're the visitor, we're the small grays coming from the future, right? These ostriches got so smart at some point and so fast that they fucking didn't need their vestigial wings. They didn't need them anymore.
Like Flashpoint Paradox, they fucking ran back in time.
Yeah. That's it.
Then they got stuck here.
Tell me I'm wrong.
But that's my question. Like, because if they could fly, that'd be hilarious.
It'd be terrifying. We'd be fucked.
What would they do with their legs? They'd like just be fucking
They'd be grabbing
dangling.
Your head as they come. They'd fucking squash your head with their toes.
They would need wings like a 20-foot wingspan in order to fly with those giant fucking legs they have.
Yeah, big legs.
Just running.
Do they have hollow bones?
Probably, but they have giant legs.
Yeah, they're huge.
I'm sure the bone structure is pretty similar, but they have these thick-ass, meaty legs.
Yeah.
They can run like 70 clicks in a sprint, and they can run like forever at like 40. They can just run like a marathon.
Ostriches have solid, dense bones.
Yeah. Oh shit!
They're dragons. Yeah.
Well, there's no way they could fly then. Which means
no way.
Yes,
no, they could. But
they had big, powerful wings.
You need 20-foot wings in order to fly,
and you got to be able to jump with them fucking big ass legs.
Well, you can run. So this is how you fly as an ostrich dragon. You run really fast.
Yep.
Jump off a cliff and soar.
Glide.
Yeah.
Oh.
Okay.
You don't have to like flap to take off. You just run really fast and like hang glide off the edge. Catch those updrafts. You can probably fly
imagine
for 2 days.
Probably couldn't run that fast if you had hollow bones. Imagine you try to sprint and your legs would just break.
I don't know, chickens are pretty fast.
No,
yeah, but they
not.
Kind of they have wing assist.
They don't have power. Ostriches have fucking power, man.
They do have power.
They're like little Usain Bolts.
They have this. You know what? This is another hypothetical we could do because the ostrich kick has the same PSI force as a gorilla's punch at 2,000 pounds per square inch.
Ooh.
So how many fucking grown men could take down 100 grown men versus ostrich?
Dude, no problem, dude. They're not built. They're not. Yeah, we would. Dude, the three of us would fuck up an ostrich. 100%.
I would step on that fucking ostrich ass feet and just speed bag his head. Bah, 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 bah.
He would kick your head right off.
No, he wouldn't do shit to me.
What I'm saying is,
gone.
One of us.
Buddy,
I think the biggest problem is if you try to jump on their back, their neck just flips over. So you just flip over like trying to. Like, that thing's all neck, dude. You can get that thing in
a
rear
naked.
Oh, but
you think about the guillotines
so
you get that thing in? Right away, just,
you can double wrap that guillotine. I'm just saying.
I think you could arm bar its neck.
You think it's three human beings? You think three human beings could kill
I think the three of us.
Bare hands?
I think the three of us barehanded.
What if it just,
I guarantee you the three of us.
What if it just we just chased it for a while. We could never catch it. Just tired us out.
Oh, yeah. No, we'd be fucked. We'd never catch this thing.
So I mean, how are you going to catch it? It's going to wear you out like a good defensive fighter, and then it's going to just gonna kick you in the head.
Dude,
fucking
the
keep driving, pop out, doors open, get out, fucking hit it, and hop back
no cars,
in. Going.
Bare hands.
No cars. Well, I'm just going to
you don't hit it with the car, but you drive, chase it
there's
down,
no way,
get out,
there's
punch
no
it.
Way the ostrich has the endurance, though, to keep going. Like
it does.
We're
it
pursuit.
Has insane endurance. It can run like
they
a marathon at
forever.
40 kilometers an hour. It's insane.
Oh, fuck.
Right. Yeah.
So,
but it's a fight. It's not hunting. We're not chasing.
And
it's
we're in a pen,
us.
Right? So it's triangulation, right? So we're going to slowly pinch this thing out, cut it off, right?
Yeah, buddy.
I don't want to fight.
Listen, we're going to be in a fucking steel cage and Joe Rogan's going to be on the fucking at the table talking about it. Okay.
So where are we? The government comes in.
Food
they
inspection
want
agency ordered a culling of the ostriches.
Yeah.
And they took it to court saying, and their point was what Andrew said is these birds are not migratory. They can't fly. They're stuck in the pen.
We live in an isolated area.
They have herd immunity now, but this agency wouldn't supply them any more tests to test the live birds for antibodies. And they're like, hey, we have all this research from COVID saying that these birds respond incredibly well to any new virus. And we'd like to test it for scientific research. And maybe we can do something for other like flocks of birds, chickens, whatever that could help them with some type of like maybe a vaccine. And they're like, nope, they're all dead.
What's great. They're
all.
Like, they're like literally, they're all healed now. They're no longer symptomatic. Come
months.
Test them. Like
5 months. Yeah.
Yeah. It's fucking crazy.
And like, just like,
and I actually feel, I feel terrible for these people too. Cause you're like, I listen to this lady and I listen to her talk and she's like, I had learned so much about ostriches, like the red meat and shit. But like, you know, the major, like a lot of these ostriches are 20 plus years old.
They live for a while.
And they've known them their entire, like, she's like, these are like, I've known these ostriches for 20 years, right? Like they're,
it's not like a chicken, right?
No.
A chicken, like you don't get attached to a chicken.
I probably would. I'd be a little bit of a pussy with a chicken.
Yeah. You do get attached to animals.
I do. But you know, like, it's just sad. Like it's, I genuinely, and then when you look at it, like, so the government was willing to pay somewhere upwards of like $1,000, I think, or to $1,200 a bird, right? Which would end up like being around $2 million or $2 million.
Yeah, I think it was $2 million.
Right? From the government was going to pay him off to call all these birds. You would think these people who, I don't know how fucking the ostrich skincare fucking industry is. I don't know how well they're doing, but like, I'm telling you, they're going to be making,
I'm telling you, it's not great.
Exactly. So they would be making a profit from the government coming in and paying them out, but they genuinely want to save these birds.
Well, they said they might make a profit, but if you go with cost a bird over its lifetime, they actually say it's not enough to cover all they've put into those birds.
Well, they say it's, they want $7,500 per bird.
That's what I mean. They're like, what you're giving us is not the value of the life of the bird.
But I
so they'll let the birds die, is what you're saying. Just
for the right price, absolutely. For the right price. Well, everybody's got a price.
Like all the other chicken farmers, like let tens of thousands of birds die because they give them 10 bucks a chicken or whatever. And they're like, yeah, we'll start again. No big deal. But these ostriches, they're kind of like horses in a way, like family pets.
Yeah, I'm sure they got little personalities. But you know what, though? That's a sad thing, though. Like,
they don't,
I bet
though,
you
because
get to know
the,
a fucking
one of the
chicken.
Dumbest birds on the planet, actually. They have a brain the size of a walnut. Their eyeballs are bigger than their brain. No joke.
That's crazy.
What's going on? It's Braden here. Let me tell you about the online cannabis company that's revolutionizing how we deal with life challenges, from sleepless nights and to stress-filled days. And let me tell you, I know all about that with brand new twins. Mood.com has created an entire line of functional gummies that target specific health concerns with 100% federally legal THC blends. They'll deliver them discreetly right to your doorstep. I've tried a bunch of their gummies myself, and it's wild how different each one feels. And they have gummies for literally everything. Immune support, menopause relief, you know, what Andrew needs, a little PMS symptoms, mental clarity, sexual arousal. So head to mood.com, browse their amazing selection of functional gummies, and find the perfect gummy for whatever you're dealing with. And remember to use promo code ALIEN at checkout to save 20% on your first order.
That's for hunting.
It is. They have two-inch eyes, like huge fucking eyeballs on the front of their head, the predators.
Yeah, it's predator. That's 100% predator, not the side. Now, so like since this, like they've obviously been fighting the call, and this has turned into like protests. Like people are camping the property, like protesters, not allowing government agents to enter the property.
It's attracting a lot of the same crowd as the fucking convoy, like the truckers, right? Like a lot of these people are adopting this fight as well, right?
Very well, it is overstep. Like you look at it, like as reasonable people, you hear what they're saying, test the birds again. If the birds are good, what's the point? That doesn't make sense. Like, you know what I mean? Like everything checks out. So it is at that point, just government overreach for the, like, we said so. That's kind of what it feels like.
Well, but, and that's like, for me, I feel like that's just their answer. It's like, you could also look at it as like a better safe than sorry type situation. Like you're dealing with potentially another pandemic. You don't
want to fucking
deal with
that. They're just trying to stop the spread.
And
we're
just
going to
fucking wipe them out.
Ideology, right?
Well, because that's where you get into, that's in their defense. They have this like blanket mandate. Call any farm exposed to this new virus.
Hey, we're just
because
doing our job. We're just doing
concession
what our, we're just following
for one
orders.
Farm, yeah, you make a concession for one farm, and now you have like precedent for all farms to file a lawsuit and kind of fight it that way. So I see both sides.
Me too.
So five months in the courts, just this last week, they said the cull will go ahead. It's a mandatory cull. We won't tell you what day, blah, blah, blah. And then, so now that's even attracted more people. Now you have dozens of people camping out.
You got fucking RFK writing sternly written letters.
RFK and members of their American counterpart to the Canadian Food Inspection Agency or whatever it's called. What is it called in the States?
I don't know.
Anyways, they had like a phone call with the head of this inspection agency and they said like, hey, we'd like to study the ostriches and their antibodies that could maybe help create a vaccine. And they're like, maybe, but they will die.
Yeah, they're going to die either way.
You can study their bodies. So there's like, there's now like a group of people like basically camping the property, not allowing government agent access. And the more, some of the more recent news that came out is in the evening, I think four or five nights ago, a gigantic drone flew over the property.
Drone strike.
And drone striked an ostrich.
It wasn't a missile. It was a like it was a mounted gun.
Yeah, but a giant. So like, I had so many questions because I was just like, "Is our
Before
government
we get too crazy though? Like, do we think that actually happened?
It did happen.
Does it? I don't. I
they have well, one I, dead.
I, no, I have.
They
I
have a dead inside, ostrich. They yes, have. That's
I've
all
been,
I know.
I've been saving this, boys. I've been saving this. I got an inside scoop. There was hundreds of drones, and the campers were fighting back with their own homes.
The whole sky was filled
with drones. The whole sky was lit up. It was fucking apocalypse. The drones were coming in. Everyone had shotguns.
It was a firefight.
They were skeet shooting. It was a battle. Three people actually died, and a couple ostriches. It was tragic.
CBC's not reporting on any of it.
They don't, you know, don't trust CBC. Don't tell you the truth.
No.
Got to go to the Reddit boards.
That's where you find, the, good
find
stuff.
The hard truth.
But like, that, I was kind of questioning that myself because, my first thought, dude, as a huge skeptic and hearing the story and kind of knowing everything, I was just like, my first thought was, is the government really using fucking armed drones to cull ostriches? Like,
why?
That's insane.
Why wouldn't they just wipe them all out? I'm like, doesn't make any sense. Why would they just take?
Why
one?
Kill one? Right. Yeah, and so then I'm like, is there someone out there fucking that's doing like that's mounting firearms to?
This is my chance.
This is my chance.
I've been
to
waiting
fucking,
for this.
Right. And they
he's
said
trying
it was
to start the fucking ostrich wars is what he's trying to do.
They said it was a
that
large,
fucking
like a
ostrich.
Large drone.
That ostrich he shot was like Franz Ferdinand.
Right.
That but it's going to go down.
You think it what you thought thought it
or
was,
not Franz Ferdinand or the Archduke. No, it was France. Yeah, France.
Yeah, World War One, right?
Gavrilo Princep.
Princep.
Yeah,
the one
that's
that shot.
Set it off. Yeah.
Yeah, he's the guy that shot.
Yeah, if you France thought it was the Russian invasion of Ukraine,
no.
Or the retaliation of Israel into Palestine, you were wrong.
The shots
it was
just
the killing
fired.
Of this ostrich that will start World War III.
The Ostrichost.
Part of me though.
So good. That's the name of the episode.
Yeah, Ostrichost. Part of me also though was like, was this an inside job to garner more media attention for
Absolutely.
This?
Absolutely.
Right?
Good chance.
Because it was like, it just
I'm
seemed...
telling you what happened is one of their, another one of their fucking ostriches died from fucking bird flu and they're like, oh, fuck. So they fucking
shoot it in the head.
They give her a little fucking post-mortem fucking pop. Posthumous Maybe. Fucking bullet shot to the head.
I mean, they've raised almost $100,000.
Not like near from, enough, though.
No.
To fight, but what is that? The government in court and stuff is not going to win.
No, it's endless. Grand. No.
Think of the stuff they spend money on. They can, another $100,000 on real on lawyer fees is nothing for them.
But there has been, the crazy thing is there is already a precedent for an exception, too, because in 2022, a turkey farm in BC was... What two barns were had to be called because of bird flu, but a third there was none detected, so they allowed it even though there was some evidence that birds went from different like barn to barn, but they were allowed to save them? One.
Yeah, but the difference is turkeys didn't used to be dragons. They're worried.
The difference is
to hide the truth.
Turkeys don't hold the universal cure to cancer in their blood.
It's true. Right?
Everyone knows fresh ostrich blood cures all forms of cancer.
That's what the elite wants. That's what the elite... Forget your kids. They want the
birds. That's what I mean. They want that adrenochrome and the antibodies from a fucking hyped up, spooked ostrich, and they want to slit its throat right there and drink the blood.
Buddy, that was the whole plan. They knew the king was coming to town, right? And the king and fucking Carney wanted to have an ostrich blood bubble bath together commence his new fucking position, right? That was the plan. We blew it. He's still here for a couple more days.
Hopefully it was going to help with the inflammation in his fingers.
Yeah. Oh. He's not a healthy looking man. How old is the king?
Dude, the guy's got balloon fingers. It disgusts me every time I see his hand.
King, what's his name? King Charles?
King Charles.
Yeah.
What's his age?
Got to be at least 70.
He's 76. I thought he was 88.
Yeah, he looks like fucking shit.
looks bad for having all the money in the world and you have the best doctors.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's...
So he's like the same age as Sylvester Stallone, and Sylvester Stallone is still jacked.
Well, Sly's on gear like a motherfucker, though. But that's the way to do it, I think.
Hey. Look,
Why not?
A little bit of gear will probably help you when you're old like that.
There's something to say about those purebreds, man.
Dude, as soon as your body stops producing fucking hormones, why not? We'd be stupid not to.
Live longer, healthier.
Buddy, I'm going to be, when I hit like 55, I'm going to be a little bowling ball like Joe Rogan. I want that big GH gut.
You're going to have the same build as Joe Rogan, man.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
Beat red
all
the time.
Just no neck, just fucking back of skull to delts.
Looking like a villain from Batman.
It's the bat.
Joe Rogan's at a whole nother level of body type.
Dude, he honestly looks like a primate. It's bizarre. Dude, like
it's insane.
It's a cool look. Don't get me wrong. I'm not chirping the guy, but he's fucking so. He's like a little ball of muscle. It's crazy.
Little pit bull. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nuts.
No neck. Zero neck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Super tiny. So these protests. It'll be interesting to see in the coming days, because I wonder if they're gonna have to roll up with RCMP and like.
They've already
been
there.
It's going to be a show.
RCMP are investigating the killed ostrich.
Yeah, the two but when ostrich. They come to cull the birds.
When they invest, right? When the RCMP show up, do you think it's like an episode of like Law and Order and shit? They're down there, got dun, the little dun. Fucking... Dun, 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 dun.
Well, the crazy
looks
thing
like
about
the
story is...
your last ticket, amigo.
The judge, so the judge says, all right, the cull must go ahead. Like they have like all the right paperwork. They have the right to do it. And then the regional district of this area, which owns the landfill, which we dispose of the carcass, said, we're not accepting any ostriches.
No, they got to bury them on the property. Do you know? Yeah. They have to fucking make their own graves and bury them on the property.
And now they said, we're going to kill them and you have to dispose of them in your own lot. Fucking pasture. Just dig a giant hole, mass grave. Ostracost.
It's the ostracost, boys.
It's the ostracost.
Ostrich. Yeah.
Like, how do you, and what are you going to shoot them all? Just go, that's a lot. That's
no, a lot they like smother them or gas, like,
gas them. They're going to gas them. That's the most efficient way. That's why.
Yeah. They're going to number them and then gas them.
You got to keep track.
Yeah. Well, there's lots, right?
So, the ostracost is real, boys. This is
real.
Tragic.
It's horrible.
We didn't learn our lessons.
No.
Where does it stop?
It is crazy. Yeah. Buddy, ostriches first, right? Tomorrow it's ostriches, then what? Right? Then it's you and me.
You know what's even worse is I'm
is the
pretty
closest
sure
to you can get.
I'm pretty sure this is how fucking China dealt with the pandemic. We just don't know.
Yeah,
we have no idea what happened. Yeah. There.
Literally, all I remember seeing videos of those fucking cremation sites going 24/7 and vans just picking people up.
Oh, dude, sometimes you'd see those, like, fumigation things, like, rolling up to apartments, and I'm like, it's poison. They're just poisoning the whole apartment.
Yeah,
they're fumigating the whole apartment with no one, with everyone in there. Oh, yeah, it's insane. But, like, what would have happened there during that time?
And,
like,
who knows? If you were
they
there,
were ground,
tell us.
They were ground zero. They were ground zero. So it's like... They weren't telling, they didn't do anyone any favors because they're like, no problem.
Can we dip back into that at some point? Because there's so much new shit.
Yeah, we dip right.
Like about those
right
Canadian
now.
Soldiers too. Like there's a bunch of fucking stuff
the,
that tied.
The Winnipeg lab connection to.
Crazy, Mulan. Man.
What was that? What's that?
I have to refresh myself, but pretty much there is people that worked at the Wuhan lab and people that worked at the Winnipeg lab and was like direct cahoots.
Yeah, well,
moving and viruses and a whole deal.
Well, and then there was like that. Oh God, I'm gonna butcher this. I gotta look it up. But they were like competing in some type of like military games, right? And there was a bunch of soldiers that ended up getting COVID way before the fucking pandemic.
COVID symptoms. Yep.
Yeah.
That. What a crazy time that there's this coronavirus lab in Wuhan that studies coronaviruses and takes them apart and puts them together, where a virus started and people said, hey, there's a chance that might have started from the lab. And they go, you're a conspiracy theorist and you will be deplatformed and banned from everything for saying it. And then now they go, high chance. That's probably what happened.
Probably wasn't the pangolins, for being honest.
The bats to the pangolins to the person. He coughed on his brother. What? Someone died. Like,
I'm so ashamed of myself. I hate it. I think back to that time. I'm like, I've done some horrible things and a lot of stuff to be embarrassed about in my life. I'm probably the most embarrassed.
You were in the shit.
That period of my time of my life, honestly.
You were in the shit.
I was a fucking card-carrying sheep.
You know what the problem is? You know what the problem is then? That was so bad, and like the fallout of that has been so bad that it's created a new generation of people who are skeptic of now all vaccines.
That right there, what you just mentioned, is literally the real long COVID. I have long COVID now. Yeah. I fucking doubt everything and feel like everyone's lying to me.
Dude, I was
at all times.
I got into it a little bit with and maybe you can enlighten me. The nurse didn't. But I was just, because they were talking about the scheduled vaccines. And listen, I have no qualms about vaccines, but I'm like, now I'm just like, So I'm reading about them, and I'm like, in one of the ones that they give the your babies is hepatitis B. And
I was like, of course they get.
I was like, how is hepatitis B transmitted?
Babies are having unprotected sex all the time. And I was like, playing with dirty needles. That's normal.
With blood. And
it's
I was
blood,
like, why?
It's blood transmitted. Yeah.
And fluid. And I said, why do they need this one right away? And she goes, well, to protect other kids and themselves. And I said, well, if other kids have it, why wouldn't they be protected then?
Doesn't make any sense.
And then she's like, no. And I'm like, I just don't understand why my baby needs it right away.
Well, it's like you've never seen anything.
I don't have hepatitis B.
Hepatitis is not part of the Canadian schedule.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
Yeah. They offer it as soon as your baby's born.
I did not get one as soon as baby's
born. It's the oral one that they give them.
Nope, did not get that.
Really?
Hepatitis at birth? No.
Yep.
Yes. Well, no, it's like 3 months or 4 months. It's part of the first round of shots.
Well, they. Oh yeah, maybe.
No, because I'm pretty sure Steph got an hepatitis A B because we were going to Mexico, and the doctor was like, "Should look at it," and then Steph was like, "Well, get it." I was like, "Sure," but that was like not when they because we're getting.
It's the I know the Canadian vaccine
schedule
is like
one third of the American schedule.
British Columbia HealthLink BC. It's part of the vaccine schedule that you get.
Yeah, but
babies receive hepatitis B vaccine at birth if their mother has hepatitis B or is at high risk of infection. A baby should also get the vaccine at birth. If a household
member.
It's not
mandatory at birth. There's no chance, dude.
I'm telling you, yes. That's
They just offer it.
Like, they're like, you should get this, and then most people just say yes.
No, they didn't offer that to me. But they did get it when we went to Mexico, and I was like,
And the baby will receive.
It was more for A because A is through bad ice.
Yeah,
bad water.
The baby will receive doses of hepatitis B vaccine at 2, 4, and 6 months of age.
2 years, yeah, that's right. Because Jackson
four
was
and 6 months.
I don't know because when I got it, they said, oh, he's not quite old enough. But you can get it if you want. And that was before he was a year old.
It wasn't even offered to me as a possibility. But they're not for another little while. And I was just like, but I'm just like, that's my question. I'm like, well, why? Why do they need them all at the same time? Why do
it's got me doubting all, like even Niles getting his next round of shots here soon at school. And I'm just like, do we have to?
Dude, all of them are fine. The MMR vaccine, both my kids ruined them for 2 weeks. To the point where I was like, was that a mistake?
What's the MMR?
Well, it's horrible.
What's the MMR?
It's
measles, mumps, and rubella all at once.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a mother... Imagine that. Your body's like man. Never been exposed to anything, and then you're jabbing it with all these pharmaceuticals. It's fucking crazy.
I didn't get into it with the nurse, but I was like, Why do they give them all at once? They're like, oh, we find the body responds equally the same if you give them three or one or whatever. Like,
that doesn't feel like
when would they ever get all three diseases at the same time ever in real life? And she went, well, it's possible. I went, okay.
Well, they're not, and then they, and this is no offense to them or anything, but they're not really equipped to have that conversation.
No, they are just right? Like doing their job. I didn't blame them. We got the shots. I've got all the shots. It's whatever. But I, so I mean, I agree with Andrew. The long COVID is like the distrust now.
In the medical system and trust the science.
Medical it's system. Not even just medical system now.
Yeah.
It's genuinely like I had it's to take a step
systems.
Back because, dude, I got so doom and gloom with this government that I'm like, there was no doubt in my mind that the man that was taking over our country was doing it strictly to push the WEF agenda and crash the fucking middle. But like it's crazy.
Right about it.
It might still be right about that. But the crazy thing to me is there was no other option. There, to me, I couldn't fathom him doing this to try and make Canada a better place. Like there was no, there's no part of me that was like, oh, there is a possibility. He's just trying to be, he's a great economist and wants to you know what
they
I mean?
Made,
like it's just,
they made a generation of Dale Gribbles is what they've done.
It's honestly, it's
for sure, dude.
It's the reason why I fucking am using that fucking flip phone now. Like I got this, I need to get off my phone. This is my new phone. I can't Google anything on. I can't do anything on anymore.
That's what I'm talking about.
Because I got a problem.
Right,
I like that. Is that a razor?
No, it's a fucking it's nice. Cat.
What do you have anything on it? Email or anything?
Yeah. So I got it because
I would need email just for work. But that's I could get off everything else.
It has one of the oldest versions of Android on it, so you can get a few things on it. That's why I got this one. So I can get like my work scheduling app and all that type of shit. But like it's way too annoying just to scroll anything on it.
Yeah.
Like you can't. Like it's so that, and I think you can get podcasts. So
I like the flip too.
And it's fucking waterproof.
Oh, that's cool.
And it's like a brick. It's fucking solid, boys. So
you can run that bitch over.
Or honestly, as soon as my iPhone, you know, shits the bed, and I don't know what number this iPhone is. I have kids now. I can't afford a new iPhone. No. That's what I'm going with. I might bust out the old 80s fucking brick phone.
But I don't know, man. Like, I would love to break this mindset I'm in. I would love to break this long COVID because it's fucking exhausting and it's depressing.
Yeah, but it's depressing, but at the same time, it's not just you just believing some crazy stuff. You believe in some stuff that you were actually purposely lied to about.
Yeah.
Yeah, experience. Right? Like, we experience.
It's not like you're just conspiracy theory, oh, vaccines, blah, blah. Yeah, you know what? Vaccines are probably mostly good. Do we give too many? Maybe. But most are probably fine. They've been around for a long time. It's probably not a big deal. But the fact that we got this one, the last one pushed down so hard with all the bad information and the narrative changed like 15 times over 6 months.
It's crazy. Dude,
ruined it for everybody.
And they use such a trusted like source, like the healthcare.
Trust the science? What a slogan, man.
Yeah, like, dude, who's going to be against that? Dude,
don't do your own research.
The propaganda was fucking insane that we went through. And it
trust the science of a 30,000 person trial that actually didn't show anything in the
It's crazy. But and like even the crazy thing too is like being a part of it, because I'm like, I was seeing sick people.
Yeah, yeah. No, people got sick. That's the thing.
And that's why you brought in.
I was walking around in a fucking garbage bag for fucking how many months? You know, like it was crazy. It was fucking nuts. It's
like there's no doubt COVID. I had it. I was so fucking sick. One of the sickest I've ever been.
No doubt.
Weirdest set of symptoms.
Yes, dude.
Like the most bizarre set of symptoms ever.
It was like it was looking for a weak spot. Like that's what it was doing. Like if it was in your sinuses, and it's like, oh, can't get you there. Next day, it's like you're like fucking fever and chills. Can't get you there. Then your joints. It was fucked. It was like it's smart.
Well, and then some days you'd be like, oh, I don't feel that bad.
For sure.
And then, yeah, it's crazy.
Right. And then, so it's like when you feel that, then you're like, yeah, this is real. This is happening. And then, you know, it's funny because it's like, I tried to, I always kind of forget that it was Trump that with Operation Warp Speed that got this like off the fucking ground with the vaccines. And it's funny that that's the case, because I think Biden always gets credited with a lot of the COVID response. Like I know in like my circles with like Jamie's grandparents and stuff, they're always like, "Ah, Biden handled COVID so well." And I'm like, "With what? What, like, what did he do? He didn't do, the vaccines were already like done by Trump beforehand." But it's like,
but they weren't being shot in people's arms till well after Trump was gone.
After, yeah. But the wheels were in motion. So it's like that propaganda campaign and stuff was already like,
the contracts had been signed, the money had been printed.
Yeah. So it's like,
pretty much, you know,
it's wild to think back now. It just makes you question literally anything. I don't fucking trust anything I fucking see in the news anymore. Nothing. Dude, not a fucking thing.
I talked about on that power hour we did one time when we talked about all the vaccine shit. That second dose of COVID, that vaccine, started immediately in my neck, stiff neck, stiff upper back, went to my armpit and settled like left pec till this day. I have still a kind of a lump there, to the point where next year I'm going to Vancouver to get the full body MRI scan just in case. Really?
You like your doctor's getting it for you, or are you paying for it?
I'm paying for it.
You're paying for a PET scan?
We should go to Turkey.
Yeah, that's
we should go
crazy.
To Turkey. We can probably fly to Turkey and get hair while we're there too.
They're doing, yeah. We might be getting like part of our union, the IAF. We might be getting like yearly PET scans as a routine thing.
I thought it was gonna be way more expensive when I looked. It was only like $2,200. Like, well, that's not bad. To get a private knee MRI is like $1,100.
Yeah. Yeah, but who's getting that? I'm just living with no ACL. I'm like, yeah, oh, wow, sway the road.
I'm getting the full body. They take pictures of everything. If you got an injury, you can find it. If you got cancer, they'll find it. Maybe they'll find something you probably wish you didn't find. I don't know.
Totally.
That'd be honestly, my word. How, that'd be
what,
my word.
What was that vaccine? Like, that fine. Vaccine for me was almost 4 years ago.
Ryan, why do you have a light bulb up your ass?
I like the way it feels.
Hey, yeah. what are the odds you put some up there before this again?
Like a little Hot Wheel or something just for fun.
Yeah, that'd be funny.
I don't know how
to tell you this, but
one in a million shot, Doc.
Yeah. So I mean, personally, I think I'm not vaccine injured. It didn't like ruin my life or anything, but immediate reaction that never went away. Doesn't affect my day to day life, but I still feel there's a little bump. My doctor's poked and prodded, and she says it's just a swollen lymph node. It's not rubbery. It's not like she's not concerned about it.
Is it like hard?
No, it's not. It's just like, it's a swollen lymph node. Like something like it's an autoimmune response to something that just never went away.
An experimental vaccine.
Perhaps. I asked her about it and she's a pretty cool doctor. She goes, "I'm not going to doubt you. I've heard lots of stuff. It's hard to prove, but you know your body. If you want to, I can't recommend something. That's not like something I would recommend, but if you want to pay for something, go for it." I was like, "All right."
Why wouldn't a doctor recommend a fucking PET scan?
Because it's not like, if it was hard and rubbery and like actually like a growth, or she thought it was, she'd probably do something. But she's like, it's like you got like a...
Well, I'm assuming all your blood markers are
normal,
right?
And it never unswelled.
Yeah, but then all your blood markers and everything are normal. You don't have elevated...
Yeah, exactly. There's no like blood markers. It's just like a weird... As like it caused like an immune response that like transferred from the lymph nodes in my neck to my upper back to my armpit, and that kind of like stayed swollen. And that's about it.
Weird. So you got one titty.
And Cass in my band, singer in my band, he got the COVID vaccine. He couldn't sing for 4 months. He had short breath. He couldn't like, he's like, "I'll never again." Never.
No, I mean, they made it so difficult to not get those first two.
100%, dude.
Right? They made it so difficult. Like, I would have got fired from my job, like, had I not got the first two doses.
The nurses who got fired in Kelowna, were just allowed to come back now.
We haven't rehired the paramedics that were fired.
Years. Yeah. 5 years later, dude.
Yeah. Oh, I had to, or else I wouldn't have kept my job. And, like, I'd never, my entire career, ever gotten one of the flu vaccines. I always false reported.
Sure.
Busted, yeah. But I always, you know, and then, but this, they got me. I drank, there was no way around that. I even asked the lady when I was at the table, I was like, so
what are we doing? Dude, the fear campaign was like next level.
Yeah, it was insane.
And then it's the fact that there was so much money made. So much.
Crazy.
It's not like they gave them a deal on the vaccine, like, oh, for the greater good of humanity. Share prices went through the roof. Everyone made tons of money.
How did we let that happen? At what point, you know, as a civilization, were we like that it's okay to profit off this type of things? Like, it's fucking so absurd. It makes no sense to me that we okay this as a human race that, oh yeah, no, it's perfectly fine for these companies to profit off of fucking people's fucking lives this way. Like, it's fucking nuts.
And people who
like
are
our doctors have incentives to prescribe us medications that we don't need.
Should be the last resort.
We don't want to talk about diets or fucking health, lifestyle, anything like that, but we'll prescribe your fucking medication.
Number one should be mental health, pharmaceutical,
number three,
last resort.
No fucking root canals.
get those fucking needles out of my mouth.
Get those fucking fillings. I'm not... Fuck that.
But isn't that fucking crazy? Like, how is that? Crazy, of course.
The media is a powerful mechanism for control. There's no doubt.
Oh,
If we had in our lifetime, like say like in another 10 years, there's another like COVID out, like outbreak, and they go,
will just
and
die
they say,
instead of
and vaccine. They say, you have to take another two doses. Are you taking the doses? No. They do the same campaign again. They say
like a brand new vaccine again, experimental
brand new vaccine,
out of nowhere.
And they go, you got to get two. You can't go anywhere.
I'm telling you right now, I will fucking become a card carrying either Muslim or boot, whatever the fuck I have to
religious
to get
exemption.
Religious exemption. I promise you to keep my job. I will 100%. I promise.
If it happens again, I'm going
Akbar, inshallah, Allah. Like, I'm ready.
If it happens again,
I got a fucking yoga mat right back
my
there.
My mom will look like a saint compared to my conspiracy mind where it will go. That'll be it for me.
Oh, yeah,
I'll be down the rabbit hole deep. I'll be fucking Brandon Williams. I'll be a sovereign citizen. I'll be fucking
no recourse, living in the
nothing,
bush.
Nothing, dude. I'm not getting nothing.
I was thinking about this. Me and Jamie were kind of talking about it the other day. It's like, you know, we have three kids now. When they're older, right, they're obviously going to, this is such a like historical period. Like, they're going to learn about it, right, in school and shit.
What
but then the
teach?
Funny thing is like they're gonna teach it as 100% is like there's this, oh, they had a vaccine, and then they're gonna be like, yeah, that was crazy. And you're
Dr.
like,
Fauci saved us.
And then you're gonna be like as a parent, you're gonna be like, the government lied.
Yeah,
like you cannot trust them.
Didn't
you cannot
they
trust
pardon?
Your books. AutoPen, baby, they pardoned fucking whatever for the last 14 years.
They pardoned Fauci.
Yeah,
full pardon for. A blanket pardon for anything he could be
That's
implicated
crazy.
With.
Yeah.
Which
Why?
Makes me wonder,
what
because
did he do?
What the real Anthony Fauci, if that was a fictional book, is grounds for lawsuit, right? There's a lot
yeah,
of
he would be sued. Yeah. RFK would be getting his ass fucking sued.
Oh, yeah, 100%. And that's always been his point, is he's been like, I'd be sued.
What was the drug? It's been a while since I looked into it, but it was the AIDS drug, right?
Yeah, the AIDS drug. The African... people that he gave
like
it to
experimental women. Age
yeah
age
where kill, or they're Indians were they not they're Indian like
yeah I have to look back in the story more but like trust the science, you know, that slogan, trust the science like, dude, I trust the scientific method 100%, and just trusting the science is kind of the opposite of the method.
The crazy scientific thing is,
method is like, here's the vaccine, here's this, we're gonna put it for public review. All these independent researchers will be able to present their findings publicly, and we can make a meta-analysis and blah, blah, blah. That
no, what
happen.
What we should have known is when they said trust the science, what that means is they were about to commit atrocities on us, because that's the only time they've made great leaps and bounds in medical science is when they were fucking doing tests. Like after World War II, they were just like, how much pressure can this guy hold before his eyeballs pop out of his head?
Yeah, no shit.
Like those are the only times we've leaped and bound like scientific... knowledge of like the medical system is
it's crazy that, like,
just committed atrocities on other humans.
I was so of the mind though, I'm like, why wouldn't I trust these, like these people tell me how to do my job. I learn from them. They're like, I do these, you know, this is how I intervene and save people's lives and use these drugs. And, you know, so now they're telling me that this is something that I need to take because it's, you know, I'm like, of course, why not?
Dude,
like,
you know what this did to me though, too. And I've said it a couple times too, is when people, when you're, because people come up to me and they'll ask me conspiracy stuff and big ones. And the usually the argument someone who's a skeptic will say is like, but how many people would have had to be in on it? And you're like, dude, how many people were in on the fucking COVID one? Like, dude, it didn't take a lot. It took some legislation.
Mass hysteria.
And to make people's lives very difficult. And that was it. Right? Well, like, it didn't take a lot. And then they just silence anyone that had anything else to say.
Well, and that, like, I got in that argument at work at the coffee table because it was when we were talking about, you know, Carney taking over in the WEF agenda and basically using the guise of a environmental, you know, pandemic or emergency to start influencing and, you know, pushing fucking laws and taking over like the big, you know, the conspiracy. And he's like, nobody's going to let that happen. People aren't going to fucking just, you know, people aren't going to be scared and just basically follow their commands. And I'm like, we just did. It just happened. We all just bent over. Right away, we're all just like, oh, yeah, okay, well, let's lock ourselves in our houses for fucking 2 months. I'm like, they just proved that they can do this to us.
Dan, you've sure been quiet.
Yeah. You know what's funny? You know what is genuinely funny about that, though, is like if we were talking like this and Dan was on the podcast, he would be this quiet. He would not be saying anything. He'd be cringing. We would have lost him at Ostracost.
Yeah. Ostrich.
Yeah. He's having a great time right now.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
He's fucking at a nightclub right now, just having a good time.
I actually think he might be in transit. No, he's not in transit. He should be there now.
So he's going transit straight to a facility and having a fucking time. Like
Dan's fucking drunk right now, having the time of his life.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He better tell us all about it because we live through him now.
Yeah.
He's all we got left.
That's it. He's the last man.
We get two stories from Dan a year. He goes to Thailand twice a year. We get stories from him. Can't wait. We got to get him drunk though, so he tells them all.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He won't tell you sober.
We get about 4 months of chill Dan when he's back until he starts to get built up. That tension starts to build up.
I'd like to know.
He needs another release.
I'd love to know. Like, we should do the math at the distance between Dan's last trip to Thailand and the fucking Yuba County 5 situation. Because that was like peak fucking Dan.
He was so mad at us.
Oh, he lost it. That like he broke that night.
It broke. That was the only time he really broke though.
Bad.
Yeah,
that was like, bad though. Bad. That was pretty bad. Because you edited it, right? But it was bad.
I edited the fight out.
Yeah, we fought. It was
we had a little screaming match there for a second.
Yeah. I was like, we're fighting over a bunch of retarded guys. They got lost in the woods, guys. Let's take it back here. Just chill. All right. There was one normal guy that manipulated a bunch of guys with autism and Down syndrome and obviously lured them into the woods. Why are we all fighting?
Oh, man, that was bad.
It's a true case.
I'm telling you, though, could you take yourself away from being part of it? And like, if you were just like, oh, I like this podcast, good time, and genuinely getting a chance to listen to them fight, would be amazing.
Oh, behind the scenes?
Yeah. That would be like, people probably would have paid good money for that.
Well, people watch it live, I think, fucking heard it, did they not?
Yeah, I don't. Like, yeah, they must have. Or if you cut it short, because it went fucking.
I cut the video, and I cut the audio later. I was like, this is not for public eyes.
That's so funny.
It's like mom and dad fighting, right?
You're supposed to fight often.
Fucking behind the closed door.
But when we do, we slit throats.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
Yeah. I mean, the whole COVID era, all that. Fuck that. That sucked.
We got to talk about it, though. Like, it almost, like, I feel lighter talking about it. Because I'm like, I carry so much. I'd rather relive the Boston Pizza sucky. Like 10 times
over and over again.
Think about lose some brain what every happened. Time.
The Honestly. Craziest. The vaccine. I wish it was better.
I wish I could everyone pull does. Out of my body.
I wish it were like what it actually worked really good right away. You got it was like smallpox vaccine. Like smallpox just disappeared,
dude. And the
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
The problem like
it actually did something.
I think the twofold problem though is that like. One for me is like the mRNA technology, like, cause I was looking into that prior to the COVID vaccine and like CRISPR and stuff and like the applications of like how that could change. It's like
targeting
all the trust in that is gone. But then I also think I'm like, it's fucking, is it because there's so many just fucking sheeple out there that just go with the wind? It's like all these people, the same people that were fucking like, you know, fucking, hey, we're not doing the shot. They're like, how can I get an Ozempic shot? You're like, and it's dissolving my bones and making my bones lighter.
But I look hot. I'm skinny.
Dude, the other way about it though is,
I look so good.
The other way about it, you mentioned earlier, like, so like world wars, when all like the field trauma and like doing surgery was because of the atrocities of war. The other spectrum of the mRNA stuff is, so we had all this, now all this research been done, and that technology, if done correctly, maybe could target a cancer gene and actually turn it off. Maybe, yeah, after crazy. All, maybe that's like the future is like, all right, this one sucked, fuck that one up. But in the future, this like gene editing targeting technology, we're like, all right, so this is the gene that causes cancer and we can turn that off. Maybe in, you know, generations to come, they look back at all this stuff and like, we learned from that one and this one works.
And then all of a sudden everybody's got hair and no cancer.
Oh, dude, optimism. Well,
I like, listen, I like a little, there, you know what? A little optimism doesn't hurt.
If there's a vaccine,
I don't buy it. There's no money in curing. There's only money in treating. Big Pharma's never going to let that shit
fly.
No,
there's money
fly.
In curing if you charge a ton for the cure. Yeah, a ton.
I don't know.
Thousands.
Yeah, I guess
thousands.
If it's only for the upper echelon of society. I don't know.
Well, and that's what this will be, right?
There's no saying that all treatments have to be privately owned by the corporations and stuff. What if it was done at like the Mayo Clinic? Governments bought it together and there was no like shareholders of the there are other avenues of, you know.
All right. You sound like
systems.
A socialist now, Zell.
Yeah. Listen.
Hey, yeah, all right. Call me.
I love socialism.
Cock.
I love, I'm done with this. I love coattail riding. I love getting my shit for free. Actually I heard, cause you know, there's a time and place for socialist ideals.
Absolutely. You know,
100%.
Yes.
And the problem with it is Russia. It doesn't work. That's communism, a little different. Yeah.
Same.
No, well, we have a lot of socialist stuff. Public is socialist.
The fire department socialist.
Emergency medical services, yeah. Police force, that's all socialist.
Yeah.
Healthcare, universal healthcare is socialist. That's a socialist idea.
100%.
So if there's no saying that if there was a cure or like a treatment for cancer that was integrated into the socialist universal healthcare system that didn't turn massive profits, it could work. People would still make lots of money. Just not as much. All right. Let's not get, just gotta limit the greed somehow. Let's use that gene editing technology to limit greed first.
Yeah, there.
There
that
we go.
Would be cool.
That the fucking thought process, the genetic thought process that inspires greed in people.
I mean, we can like do that with psychedelics.
Everyone does mushrooms together. We create the cure for cancer. The world's a better place.
I'm into it. Let's do it.
Drink ostrich blood.
Yeah. Bathe in it.
Put it in your eyes.
Do cream. Put it in your
nose.
Yeah.
Snort it. Get it up your ass.
Yeah, whatever.
Butt chugs.
Get it in you.
You know, that shit absorbs right away. It just bypasses all your filters right in. That's the good shit.
That's what actually when if you remember when Trump was like, if there was any way to get the UV in you,
do a cleaning.
he was talking code, Q code, about ostriches.
Are those guys still around?
Q?
Yeah. Or are they gone?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah, dude.
Are they Trump's, win? Are they the guy? Like they?
Yeah. Trump's still just fucking dropping Q little
Q's.
Little Q's.
Dropping Q's.
Dropping keys for little breadcrumbs for them to follow.
Crumbs spelled with a Q?
Yeah. Quumps.
Quums.
Quums.
Bread quums.
Bread quums. Yeah. Ostracost.
That's good. Ostracost is the fucking highlight. I mean, but
the
I
Ostracost,
mean, listen,
the case of the Edgewood ostrich farm.
We're obviously joking, but there's a lot of parallels in the government coming in. And but in this case, the ostriches.
It's fucking
Jewish
sad,
people.
Man.
It's
they're animals.
They don't have a choice.
They're fucking
big animals.
Yeah, they're not beautiful, but they're cool.
They're cool looking.
They're fucking cool. They're dinosaurs.
And they can't fly. Like, so spread
it
is
goes
low.
Back to like, I don't think like any government shouldn't have that kind of, I understand what you're saying is like, well, they have to make exceptions for all. It should be a case by case basis. That's how should it should be. Work.
Yeah.
It shouldn't be a blanket because that's not how life is. Rules don't always work for every situation, a blanket set of rules. So there should be in these kind of situations, case by case basis.
White, blonde hair, blue eyed people shouldn't take over the world. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, they didn't.
They didn't.
Tried.
But they could have. You know, a few months away. Maybe they got the bomb first. It would have been a world with a different Billy. Way different.
Maybe
place.
Not going into Russia.
Yeah, during
Bad
the winter.
Idea. Russia in the winter. Bad tried idea. That a couple times. Didn't work out.
But they ended up going to Argentina, and that worked out pretty good.
Yeah, that has worked out good for them. Yeah. I mean, they got off scot-free, all of them that went there. Little Bavarias in
They're
Argentina.
They're living in Antarctica under the ice right now, actually. Planning their takeover. They're watching the news right now. They're like, this is the time.
I can't even imagine.
America's pulling out of the European defense, NATO defense. They're like, this is our time. We're back, baby.
I honestly can't even imagine, like thinking about like government information, how it gets released, how little we know actually about how, like how and when World War II ended, that like all, I imagine like most of the higher ups, like, didn't really face any kind of fucking.
No one with power really faces discipline.
No.
Ever.
No. It's it was all. Plebs, it all fell. You know? It all fell on the fucking people, right?
Dude, it's the old term of young men who don't know each other going to war to kill each other, for old men who do know each other.
Yeah,
it's crazy.
Like they don't.
And we fall
all
for
these
it
fucking
every time.
All these world leaders. Know each other, and for whatever reason, they decide like this could be good for the economy or good.
Yeah,
for
all it takes is one
industrial complex, right?
It takes is one old guy to say elbows up, and then everyone's fucking on board.
Meanwhile, Mark Carney said about 1 minute of dialogue during a 45-minute interview.
Yeah, he's the worst.
But in his defense, how do you talk with Trump? The guy just talks nonsense.
Like I actually
you,
thought
how
he.
How do you jump in there?
I didn't think he did terrible with Trump. I think he was pretty eloquent. I didn't mind that. I just think he's a shady, shisty piece of shit. There's no
so
way.
I mean, you can't really talk at Trump because he just talks so much.
But he's the king of shit talking.
I don't know.
He is the king of shit talking.
He's hilarious.
If he wasn't the most powerful man on the planet with all the nukes, he is a comedian. He's a comedian. The shit he says
is funny. He's an entertainer. First and foremost, like an entertainer.
Put him back in WWE.
You guys in the Hall of Fame. He's already reached the top.
Right? He's already, he took a stunner, dude. He took a stunner.
Yeah, he did.
It's insane. He fucking punched Vince McMahon in the
head. Mark Carney's not taking a stunner, I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
Mark Carney's head will just pop off. He is a skeleton.
He's a little Mr. Burns. He's a little creep.
All right. Well, if we're talking about ostriches and it's you're like it's pulling your heartstrings, you're like I want to help the ostriches. You fucking search up ostrich farm, GoFundMe or DuckDuckGo or GoGoGive.
Fuck that. Hop on our Patreon, donate to us, and we'll talk
to them. I'll call my uncle Dave, who has a share in the ostrich farm. I'll tell him that we're trying our best. Yeah.
You get to patreon.com/alientheoristtheorize. You donate to us, and as a collective. On your behalf, we will send thoughts and prayers to the ostriches.
There you go. Beautiful. Right. Well said. That was well said.
Yep. You got to go to alientheorist.com. You got to be like this one beauty this week. One woo. Soul beauty woo. Signing up for Patreon.
One every week, baby.
Deanna.
Keep growing.
Gunnels.
Let's go, Deanna Gunnels.
Absolute legend.
You're the best.
Single-handedly kept us
lights
going
on,
this week.
Baby. Let's go.
She bought 2.5 beers for the boys.
Fuck yeah, man.
Cheers. Appreciate it. Drink that ostrich blood. Keep yourself young.
Don't get root canals.
No root canals. Make sure you take all of our medical advice.
100%. It's all, and none of this was satire or comedy. It's all legit medical advice.
We're all
YouTube AI that's going to listen to this and ban us.
We sleuthed it. We know all about it.
I might have to ban this immediately from YouTube or it will actually.
Let's get ahead of it.
We should just
ban ourselves.
If you're watching live, congratulations. If not, then stay tuned for the podcast version.
And as we always say at the end of these things, keep those eyes on the skies.
Lowe's knows you want the best for dad. This Father's Day, help him take on any project with big deals on DeWalt. Right now, get a free XR 8 amp hour battery when you buy select DeWalt tools. That's not all. Get up to two free select tools when you buy a select DeWalt 20 volt max battery kit. Maximum initial battery voltage measured without a work load is 20 volts. Nominal voltage is 18.
Plan on flying? In order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID. Learn how to get your real ID today at tsa.gov/real ID or visit your local DMV.